Support for WAMC comes from the City of Kingston, home to the O Positive Festival of Art, Music, and Wellness. 39 bands in 9 venues, including an acoustic evening with the Felice Brothers. October 5th through the 7th, opositivefestival.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The AL East is tied again, with Baltimore and the Yanks spotting identical 79 and 62 records. J.J. Hardy homered twice, doubled, and drove in 5 runs as the Orioles defeated Tampa Bay 9-2. Meanwhile, the Yankees were dropping a 4-3 decision to Boston in Fenway Park. Ellsbury capped a strong performance on his 29th birthday with a solid single to drive in the winning run in the bottom of the ninth. The birthday boy told WEEI Radio in Boston.
We just keep on telling ourselves just to go out there and compete, play hard. You know, we still want to put on a show for the fans, and, you know, I think we did it tonight.
In the NL, the Mets fell to the Nationals again as Washington rookie Bryce Harper had his first 4-hit game in the majors in the 5-3 win. Harper doubled and singled twice off R.A. Dickey. Looking for a win over baseball's top team to boost his Cy Young Award resume, Dickey mostly pitched out of trouble for 7 solid innings, but he gave up a 2-run shot in the 7th and was unable to tie Nationals lefty Gio Gonzalez for the major league lead in wins. Philadelphia is inserting itself in the wild card picture in the National League. The Phillies have won 14 of their last 18 and moved within 4 games of St. Louis in the NL wild card race. Yankees and Red Sox added again tonight, and the Mets finishing up with Washington this evening. And there's a glimmer of hope in the stalled talks aimed at preventing hockey's 4th work stoppage since 1992. The NHL and the Players Association will resume negotiations today in an effort to avoid a lockout this weekend. The two sides have not met face-to-face since last Friday. An agreement must be reached by September 15th. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.